Hello, and welcome to another edition of Explore, where we discuss educational theories, concepts, models, and other topics of interest. I'm Dr. Colin A. Harris, and I hope you find some value in today's topic. Today's video provides a brief overview of the feminist movement and the feminist theory. Since the dawn of time, men have been elevated to the social position of power and privilege in most human civilizations. In these patriarchal social systems, men serve as the head of their households, descent and relationships are reckoned through the male line, and men hold the central roles of political leadership in society and organizations. In these cultures or communities, men enjoy the benefit of privilege, power, money, and control. However, the logical and empirical failings of the patriarchy, coupled with the rigid nexus of power that protects and enforces male dominance and male supremacy, have led to a rallying cry for dismantling the socio-political structures and ideologies that promote inequality and inequity of women. This movement for equality aims to combat political, economic, personal and social injustices against women based on gender, gender expression, gender identity, sex, sexuality, and race. As such, women began challenging the concept of masculinity, femininity, and skin color, which initiated the women's civil rights movement.
Women matter. And we will not be shy about standing up to what matters to us. And here's what matters to me. That my daughter inherits a world where a healthy environment is a basic right for all of us.
The feminist theory is a concept within sociology that explores the political, cultural, or economic inequalities affecting the status of women in society. The theory was founded on the understanding that gender inequality have historically served to oppress women. Consequently, individuals who ascribe to the feminist ideology must work to promote women's rights and gender equality. The feminist theory also states that power inequalities will exist when the hegemonic male majority seeks to assert control over an oppressed female minority. As a result of this male-female majority-minority dynamic, a societal conflict exists that leads to social inequalities. These inequalities resulted from males attaining privilege within society. According to the feminist theory, males in westernized society are a privileged class whose advantages create many social, physical, and psychological problems for women. And since privilege is not an inherent societal condition or circumstance, it is believed that society can rectify the current power dynamic and social standing between men and women. Feminism promotes the need to eradicate sexism, sexist exploitation, and oppression by contradicting the existing status quo and challenging the male-dominated systems and structures that encourage inequalities of women. The movement also stated that society needs to change the paradigm of how men and women interact.
Come on in. Hi.
Hi.
Sit down. You followed your intuition today, and you were right on target. I should have listened.
Thank you.
About the alibi.
I'm sorry.
I'm impressed that you took the initiative to go there and get it. That's what makes a good lawyer. And on top of that, you gained the client's trust and kept it. That's what makes a great lawyer. You're smart, Al. Smarter than most of the guys on my payroll.
Wow.
I think it's time to discuss your career path. Have you thought about where you might be a summer associate?
Oh, not really. I know it's very competitive.
Well, you know what competition's really about, don't you? It's about ferocity, carnage, balancing human intelligence with animal diligence. Mm-hmm. Knowing exactly what you want and how far you'll go to get it.
How far will L go?
Are you hitting on me?
You're a beautiful girl.
So everything you just said?
I'm a man who knows what he wants.
And I'm a law student who just realized her professor is a pathetic asshole.
Too bad. I thought you were a law student who wanted to be a lawyer.
Let me just grab this. Oh, sorry about that whammy.
Champ?
Yeah?
You're trying to touch my breast, aren't you?
What can I say? I like the way you're put together. What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex. You know, see what happens.
Oh, let me get this over here. Sorry. Oh, there it is.
I would argue that the feminist movement started the very moment men became the dominating force in human civilization. I make this assertion because who would be happy experiencing the burdens that arise when one human is under the dominion of another? Scholars have credited Mary Wollstonecraft for creating the feminist theory. In 1792, she published a book titled Vindication of the Rights of Woman. This book is a pioneering contribution to the feminist movement and women's rights. Wollstonecraft is one of the earliest feminist thinkers who held the view that all social categories were mediated through the ideology of gender. Therefore, femininity was a social construct that needed to be critiqued and dismantled. Wollstonecraft argued for opportunities for women to reach their full potential, and her theory set the stage for other 20th century feminist theorists.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.33.
The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan challenged the lack of women's legal presence in American society, arguing that women had no custody over themselves, their children, property, or income. Friedan also argued that white educated women needed to find meaningful full-time employment in the public workplace.
I'm just a woman. And as a woman, there's no way for me to make my own money. Not enough to earn a living or to support my family. And if I had my own money, which I don't, that money would belong to my husband the moment we got married. And if we had children, they would be his, not mine. They would be his property. So don't sit there and tell me that marriage isn't an economic proposition, because it is. It may not be for you, but it most certainly is for me.
The constructs of the feminist theory are structures and systems, sex, gender, and race, discrimination, equality, oppression, choice, and sexism. Structures and systems. According to the feminist theory, some systems and structures work against women based on gender, gender expression, gender identity, sex, sexuality, and the intersection of gender and race. For example, there are structures of production, reproduction, sexuality, and socialization of children, which has defined women throughout history. Gender, sex, and race. These structures and systems work against women based on gender, gender expression, gender identity, sex, sexuality, and race.
much longer can that system, population-wise, really exist with the current laws that are in place?
Dealing with this state by state is like dealing with emancipation, one plantation at a time. It doesn't work. We have an Equal Pay Act that doesn't get women paid equally. We have a Pregnancy Discrimination Act that clearly doesn't protect pregnant women. We have a Violence Against Women Act that fails to protect women against violence. We have mandatory restraining orders that are actually optional. And we have a justice system that does not provide equal justice from the lowest court to the Supreme Court, which is actively chipping away at our civil rights case by case. All of our systems, social, legal, political, they're all unconsciously enforcing entrenched bias against women in the service of profit.
Within the feminist movement, women began examining their lives and realized there is a significant difference in the way females were being treated compared to their male counterparts.
So you were half naked and Dad said nothing? And Mom liked it? This is ridiculous. I can't post a photo of me wearing lipstick, but you can flaunt your bird chest all over the internet?
Hey, good, you're here. Hey, Diane, set the table.
Do you think it's fair you're treating me differently because I'm a girl?
Okay, fine. Jack, set the table.
Diane, we do not treat you differently.
You don't?
No.
You've seen Jack online. He's shirtless and sweaty. And how many lectures did he get? Because I've gotten two so far.
That was a picture of Jack playing sports. Nobody's paying attention to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I bet Ashley Thompson saw it and liked it too. Which is probably why they've been making out in the school stairwell.
Whoa! That is not how I wanted it to come out. But it is true.
Ooh.
My boy!
But you don't know that because you're not in his business.
We don't have to worry about Jack as much because he can't get pregnant.
But he could get someone pregnant. You've always said you treat us the same, but you don't.
Discrimination. There are systems, structures, and ideologies that promote the discrimination and exclusion of women based on gender, sex, and race. Within these systems, women tend to occupy the background in social and organizational settings. These forms of systemic discrimination still exist in many parts of the world in varying degrees.
All right, gentlemen. Tonight, we discuss Planck-Einstein, wavelength relationships. Yes?
I'm Mary Jackson. I'm enrolled.
Well, the curriculum is not designed for teaching a woman.
Well, I imagine it's the same as teaching a man. I don't see a colored section. Should I just take any seat?
I was 6 months pregnant with my 10-month-old. I was pushed out of my job with no pay.
Many young women don't believe that there is any inequality until they become pregnant.
He said, once you get the note from your doctor, you could come back, but I doubt that you'll be able to get a note with no restrictions, and he looked down at my belly.
For the 6 million women who get pregnant each year, having a baby is often unwelcome news at the job.
The laws that I thought were going to protect me didn't.
Pregnancy discrimination is one of the most under-enforced areas of the law.
We are the only advanced country on earth that doesn't guarantee paid sick leave or paid maternity leave to our workers.
Sexism. Sexism refers to perceiving or judging people only on the basis of their belonging to a particular sex or gender. One of the most common forms of sexism is the ideology that a person or a group is inferior because of their sex.
You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Sexism also refers to the support of traditional gender roles and stereotypes. Also for the portrayal of women as less competent than men.
Pastor mentioned you're a computer at NASA. Pretty heady stuff.
Yes, it is.
They let women handle that sort of... That's not what I mean.
What do you mean?
I'm just surprised something so... taxing.
Mr. Johnson, if I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
I ain't mean no disrespect.
I will have you know, I was the first Negro female student at West Virginia University Graduate School. On any given day, I analyze the manometer levels for air displacement, friction, and velocity, and compute over 10,000 calculations by hand. So yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
Oppression. Oppression stems from society's devaluation of women's strength. Sexist ideology leads to oppression. In some parts of the world, China for example, there is evidence indicating that some parents killed and disposed of their female babies because they were only allowed to have one child and because girls were deemed less valuable than boys.
China's one-child policy is once again in sharp focus after these dramatic pictures emerged showing the rescue of a baby girl dumped in a toilet in Beijing. The baby survived and police are now looking for her mother.
Parents committed this act of oppression because boys were viewed as the family's financial security, while girls were viewed as the family's burden.
It's a story of pain and loss that could be told at hundreds of millions of dinner tables. I did fall pregnant for a second time, Jiang Xinping tells me, but I had an abortion.
Did you have a choice?
I couldn't keep it, she replies. You either go willingly or the government comes for you.
In society, women are consistently viewed and portrayed as the weaker sex. Not only in the physical sense, but also in terms of emotion and intellect. This type of thinking leads to oppression against women, including forced prostitution and rape, child molestation, child marriage, honor killing, female genital mutilation, human trafficking, and many more.
For the profession of prostitution, they are brought into these rooms and they are broken. Their bodies are broken, their spirits are broken, their souls are broken.
Come on out of there. What you talking about?
He pushed and he held me down.
What you saying, girl?
He hurt me, Mom.
Patrick, stop it! Stop it!
Equality. The feminist theory states that women should be allowed the same rights and privileges given to men. The theory also advocates for equal respect, fairness, and opportunities, regardless of gender identity.
I am from Britain, and I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and the decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially I am afforded the same respect as men. But sadly, I can say that there is no one country in the world where all women can expect to receive these rights. No country in the world can yet say that they have achieved gender equality. These rights I consider to be human rights, but I am one of the lucky ones. My life is a sheer privilege because my parents didn't love me less because I was born a daughter. My school did not limit me because I was a girl. My mentors didn't assume that I would go less far because I might give birth to a child one day. These influences were the gender equality ambassadors that made me who I am today.
Choice. The conversation surrounding women's choice often focuses on abortion issues. However, individuals who ascribe to the feminist ideology believe that women and girls must have the right to make decisions about their own bodies, lifestyle, and environment to improve their health, their future, and their lives. Additionally, women must be the dominant voice in decisions related to women's life, health, and well-being.
Women's suffrage is about feminism, but feminism is about fairness. Suffrage is not simply about the right to vote, but also about what that represents. The basic and fundamental human right of being able to participate in the choices for your future and that of your community. The involvement and voice that allows you to be a part of the very world that you are a part of. And women's suffrage is not simply about the right to vote for women, but also about what that represents. The basic and fundamental human right of all people, including those members of society who've been marginalized, whether for reasons of race, gender, ethnicity, or orientation, to be able to participate in the choices for their future and their community.
I want to reach 1 million likes. So please, Sarapakarai. Okay, thank you. International, one chief bomber.